This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, 1 week from today, it's Thanksgiving, Turkey Day. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. I'm very excited. This is, you know, we're about to go on vacation. Forgive me my excitement. Ooh-hoo. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone are on sale this coming Tuesday to the general public. But you can win them every hour today on the fives from 6 a.m, which was when we started, until 6:05 with Janie. Right now, text the word FLEX. F-L-E-X. Text FLEX to our contest line 20357. And you'll be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone July 1st, Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is FLEX. 20357. That is the number to text. Now, a regular text number available for chatting. This one specifically for contest. Mm-hmm. 20357. Do you still see people texting? Will someone text you the word FLEX?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every time.
You're not entering. I'm so sorry, but you're...
Well, you know, we are aware that there are people who listen to the show very, very carefully, and there are people who it's background noise.
Yes.
And they, oh, I can win something. All right.
I'll do it. 20357.
That's the number.
That's the special, very short little contest number. We want you to be entered. Okay, the 2025 Coachella lineup is out, and your headliners...
What?
Are Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott.
Woo!
It's big. This is a biggie.
Travis Scott's huge.
Travis Scott, I was just reading something about him. Like, he was named, like, super, like, top touring artist. Like, all these crazy things. I was like, how is that not Taylor? But apparently, he per show makes so much money. It's crazy.
One of my absolute favorites.
Really?
Love him.
You know, he's actually going to be designing the festival, according to this. I don't know, you know, it seems like he could design things that would keep the crowd from crushing anybody else. I
think that
would
be thing one. He is that guy, right?
Oh, yeah, he's
okay.
That guy.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
The Astroworld guy, right?
He's that guy, right?
But you saw on Ed Hooman's party, I was wearing my Travis Scott Nikes.
I would never, you know what?
You didn't notice?
I believe you. I would never notice your shoes, ever. I wouldn't notice if they had a crease in the
did
top of them.
Did hot-ass Danielle notice? Was she like, hey,
no.
Nice kicks?
No.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I wear a different pair of shoes every day. You never notice.
Well, you never sticking them in my face. Maybe you should point them out to me. I mean, honestly, I really only see you from the waist up. Like, you know, your legs are underneath that counter over there.
So you're like a shoe guy.
Oh, yeah. I've got...
Okay.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have? And are they all at your place in Alameda?
Yeah.
You don't have like a storage
No,
place
I've got
somewhere.
A walk-in closet and one wall is all sneakers.
Mm. So estimate, 30 pairs?
I would say maybe closer to 50.
Mm.
I don't have anything near that, but I do have quite a few shoes. You know, when you stop outgrowing shoes, there they still are.
Right.
So that's, you know, one of the things. But I actually
throw out a perfectly good pair of shoes that you never wear.
Because of our hours and when I get dressed, I just put on, like, I'll go, oh, there's my slip-ons. Quick, out the door.
Mm-hmm. I always lay mine out the night before.
Yeah, I never think of it like that. It's just the hours thing.
Yeah.
After years and years of doing this, I just need to get out the door. I can't be like, oh, you know what I need? Those other kicks that make me, that match these pants.
Right. I do lay out what I'm going to wear the next day, including the shoes, but I have so many shoes and so little place to store shoes that I have these bins, and one of them is labeled like fancy shoes, one's labeled boots, and then I pull them down and I'm all, achoo, achoo. Like they're full of dust. It's just because they're up high in the closet. I'm like, oh, God, I'll just wear some of the undusty ones, I guess. I don't know why I bother. What is that look? Vinny has a look.
You were talking about Coachella.
Yeah.
Vin, the Go-Go's, the original Misfits, and Yo Gabba Gabba are all on the Coachella lineup. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny in this story?
I want to see the Misfits.
They are not listing the Go-Go's. They just say other performers include. I don't have a full list. It is out, though. Hold on. Let me grab the whole thing. We'll go through it. All right. So on Friday, April 18th and April 11th, because they do this whole thing twice, apparently. Right. Lady Gaga with Missy Elliott, Benson Boone. Let me see. Is it FKA Twigs?
Prodigy.
I don't see them.
Go-Go's are on Lady Gaga night.
Oh, they are. Oh, they are. Yeah. Why don't I see it?
I have the full lineup over here.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you're saying? Prodigy, the Go-Go's are. Why?
Prodigy, the Go-Go's, Mustard.
The same thing as you. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are all on the first night.
Great. For Saturday, April 12th and 19th is Green Day with Charlie XCX, who was really, she hosted SNL and was the musical guest this past weekend. I liked her. I thought she had a good sense of humor. She fit right in. She was really good. Let's see.
Misfits are that.
I see
Saturday.
T-Pain there. Yeah. Viagra Boys. That sounds great. Jimmy Eat World. Yo Gabba Gabba. That's the Saturday night as well. You see any other ones there? Bob Villain.
Yeah, not any ones that everybody
Bob Villain.
Know.
That's funny.
V-Y-L-A-N.
The LA Philharmonic will be there that night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With Gustavo Dudamel.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Post Malone is Sunday, April 13th and Sunday, April 20th with Megan Thee Stallion, Zedd, Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk?
Yep. Hold on, I'm looking.
Okay.
Yep. Shaboozy. Shaboozy's in small print.
Yeah,
this
he's down. He's
Ty
down Dolla the line.
Sign.
Yeah.
Circle Jerks.
What?
Yes. Hold on.
That's all I see on that day too.
Yeah, I don't see
that.
It. Don't
is
see a ton
funny.
Of this is funny. Although the fact that I don't have the Go-Go's, oh, I do see the Go-Go's. There they are. They're in small print too. That is crazy.
The Misfits original Misfits print. And the other band you mentioned there though are early punk rock favorites of mine. Like
they're in small print on some. Maybe we should, you know. I don't know. I guess we're not going to go to Coachella, you guys. But
well, I never have. But I would go
myself,
to these.
It seems fun.
I would love for my daughters to see the Go-Go's, but then I would hate to miss.
Do they do like a whole, is there a campground there? Is that what this is? Because it's a 3-day festival in
People
the desert.
People rent houses and stay in Palm
yeah,
Springs.
Yeah, if you own a house anywhere near there, you're probably verboing.
This is my $15,000 weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Richie Riches, come and buy my house for the weekend.
The people that live in Palm Springs hate Coachella.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
because people, you know, they have a lot of rules in Palm Springs now because of it. You know, you can't play music after 10 o'clock if you're outside.
The party
people come and party.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, it sucks when you live in a neighborhood and one person is renting out their house to different people every weekend. Mm-hmm. Because when people go someplace and rent a house, they are going there to party.
Yeah.
And it sucks. You know, for the people who live there all the time. For the other people, they're like, this is great. We're in Palm Springs. Hooray. So the Coachella lineup is out 2025. Can you put that up on the Serenity Facebook page?
I will do it right
so now. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, Travis Scott, they are headlining.
You know, I usually hear this lineup and think, wow, that's not that great.
I agree with you. I've never been like, oh, I should go to that show. This one, there's
pretty great.
There's quite a few things on here that are interesting. So Travis Scott is going to be designing the festival. He says it's a new chapter with a new performance, and whatever he's planning to do there is the first of its kind. Okay. Coachella, April 11th to the 13th and April 18th to the 20th. Pre-sale passes go on sale tomorrow, and general admission starts at... Any guesses?
$20.
Oh, you're so adorable.
$350.
$600.
Oof.
And that's for all 3 days, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
For one of the weekends, all 3 days. Mm. I'm just seeing general admission. Maybe it's single day.
That's actually not bad. I wanted to see the Misfits this summer, and they were on tour with a whole bunch of other punk rock bands, and it was $400.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good for them. They're getting paid, because those are bands that played for $1 when they were actual bands.
Yeah.
Well, when they were beginning, I should say. They're still an actual band.
It is crazy, though. You have to actually budget for and choose carefully the acts you want to see anymore, because the days of a $25 ticket to remember you pay a cover charge someplace, you'd be like, $20? What?
Well, there's not, because of what's happened to the record business, too.
It's how they make their money.
It's become a totally different thing. Like, I know there were, one of my favorite punk rock bands was called Minor Threat.
Oh, yeah.
And the main lead guy, Ian, left that band and started Fugazi. Or it was, you know, years later or whatever. Fugazi made a point of playing cheap shows. And they would go places where maybe that wasn't even a venue. Like a gymnasium at a high school where they could just set up, play, and only charge $5.
Right.
Or $8.
Because it was an ad for their album, which is where they made all their
money. Which is what they were trying to do, is make sure the kids that loved them could go see them. Mm. And now that's totally different and been replaced.
Now they make zero.
Right.
Unless they charge you out the yin-yang for their ticket.
So the idea that you'd go and do a $10 show for somebody, it just wouldn't happen because... Right.
What would be in it for you?
We're not going to get rich doing $10 shows.
Well, that and the $10 tickets would sell out in a second, and then they'd become $300
tickets. And then they'd be, right, exactly. That's another thing. The whole scalping thing is so ugly. It just makes it impossible for actual fans to be able to, like, you know, I make some money. I was like, there's no way I can, I'm not going to a Taylor Swift show. I can't afford that. It's ridiculous. Now, maybe if it was, I don't know, maybe it was Zeppelin or something. And all the people were still alive and younger. Okay, never mind. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's Nashville Jelly Bar. Roll. Jelly Roll. All these people, this is the thing you have to have. You have to have a 5-story bar on the main drag in Nashville.
Yep.
I'm rooting for Jelly Roll, but he puts himself in dangerous situations.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff I would say.
Isn't
you know where
he's
I should
sober
be
guy, right?
There? Well, I don't know what... I don't know what he's not supposed to do or what he can do comfortably. We've heard a few things where he was like, well, I do this, but I don't do that.
Yeah, we have heard that.
And I don't know what that's all about, but I do fear with all of this success. One of the things they say is, you know, when you're down, you can only go up. But when you're up and times are rolling and you feel like you've got yourself together,
king of the world,
you are very... very sketchy ground.
You're vulnerable.
Yep.
Because all it takes is one little trip and you fall off from tall height.
There you are. Look what I did. I dug out from the bottom and now I'm on top.
Oh my God, is that the bottom coming rushing up to meet me?
It's just as likely that someone would say, I certainly, after the first time I quit in my 20s, drinking. I should say, I found myself going, maybe I was just a kid. Maybe I was just being a kid and it isn't a problem and I can do that.
And then for some years, you did do
it. For a few minutes, it was fine. Yes, some years. But later, down the line, I found a way to just fall all the way in.
Mm. Always catches.
Yeah, even if you ease back in, you're thinking, I got this.
Mm-mm.
I've known some people who quit everything, though. And this one girl in particular, she was like, you know, years later, I'm like, oh, my God, you're drinking. She goes, oh, I'm all right. And I don't know if she was or not, but her thing was, I realized years later it was the Coke, not the, it wasn't the booze. I've been fine ever since I stopped doing that.
I do think people have their they call it your drug of choice. It's the one that really undoes you.
Right.
It's the one you can't
kicks you over the cliff
anywhere near ever. And right. That for me certainly is alcohol.
Well, and the thing is, to me, alcohol is the gateway drug. Like everyone, you can call whatever other drug you want the gateway drug. It's alcohol. Mm-hmm. Nobody's making solid, responsible decisions on alcohol.
And it's widely, no, and also it's widely accepted.
Yes.
Everywhere in the world. Like one of the things they'll tell somebody is, you can't run from this. You could go to the edge of the earth and there's someone getting high on something.
Right. There's someone fermenting yak's milk somewhere.
Exactly right.
Oh, it really is.
So, but go Jelly.
Go Jelly.
I'm rooting for you, Holmes.
I don't know when the official opening of Jelly's new bar is in Nashville, but sources are saying it's coming soon. It's called Goodnight Nashville, and it's going to be 5 stories tall right on Broadway, which means it's going to be a madhouse. Apparently, that's the thing. Everybody goes down to Broadway and just go. It's like a bar crawl, except you're going up all the stairs. They're all like these multi-story bars, and you go in one, and you go all the way up, and you work your way up, you have drinks all the way up, you can work your way all the way back down, walk out the front, walk over to the next one, and go, I mean, it just seems like, I don't know if I can make it through one bar.
It's not a fun hangout when you're sober. I've hung out in Nashville a couple times, and yeah, it's, everyone is...
Sure. Is it one of those places where you can have your drink from the first place and walk out onto the street and with the drink, and then walk into the next bar with the drink?
As far as I remember, I do remember seeing, people walking around with cups. So, but I mean, it's just a party. It's a party. It's Nashville.
A party.
You go to Nashville, you want
to
hear country music and party.
Well, I would love to go see music. Mm. I would go see shows, but would I go to young San Diegans all grow up going to TJ mm-hmm. and partying their asses off and trying to find a way home. It sounds almost like that, where it's just so many bars and such a scene that you're likely to lose everything.
Right. Your clothes, your virginity. Your mind.
That sounds like a good country song. Lost my virginity in Nashville.
Anyway, they just released the logo. The logo says, "Good night, Nashville. Burgers, spirits, tattoos." Which is going to be a great idea after a couple of the spirits.
Get my face tattooed.
Oh, my God.
Write a song about it.
Fresh ink. It is his bar, after all. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vincent?
Older Americans are not in the mood.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to give thanks, so we need to help them out this holiday season. Big Black Friday buys and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Just trying not to rub everybody's nose in my slice I'm going to be grabbing later on. Tickets for Alice in Winterland, they are completely sold out, so this is the only way to get them, but we're giving you great seats. We've been doing it all week, leading up from fifth row on Monday to front row tomorrow. Today is Thursday. We're doing second row tickets on Jane's show. 5:05 today. Listen for the keyword. And you could win tickets for second row, Alice in Winterland, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in theaters on December 20th. Alice in Winterland featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it's sponsored by Macy's.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. Every day, log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and a 2 nights hotel stay.
Sweet.
What an incredibly cool and strange thing for Taylor, too. Like, imagine you've been on this tour and living this traveling circus life.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to end.
And you're all like, now, what are we doing tomorrow? Wait, I'm just going to be at home again?
I remember watching it was one of the Live 105 Christmas shows, and it was Phoenix, the band Phoenix. I'm a big fan, and they were like, they came out and they did a song, and then the singer goes, "This is, we haven't been home in 2 years, and this is the last night of our tour, and we're going home after this." And it, you could just feel it in the guy, and they actually put on a great. You could feel it in them too.
Well, like, you want that last show to be like memorable. It's you're savoring every last moment of it. Like that has to be
putting
what
it all
right.
out there mm. right now, and then we're getting on the planes and flying home for good.
I was at that show.
You were you?
That's when I worked there. I think it was Muse. It was not.
It might have been, but
Muse,
you remember him saying that or not?
I don't remember that because I don't remember a lot of that night.
Oh, but, I see.
Yeah,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. Well, I loved that sort of moment because it was very. Like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been away from home for 2 years, and now you just got to get
thing
through
you love.
45 minutes right. of this, you know, next set, and then you're on your way.
Oh.
And that's Taylor. She might just go right home and make a baby.
Right.
Or
sleep for 6 months.
And get wasted all the time.
All the time.
And eat.
Eat.
And eat.
Mm, someone bring me some pizza.
Right. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Listen to the Odyssey right. app for an hour a day.
And you get entered.
Okay. The storm is here. It's hitting. It's not necessarily hitting all these places at once, but it's going to be over the next week. So right. just sort of be ready for it. Rain,
ooh,
snow.
Oh, with all the stuff. Bomb cyclones.
Pittsburgh plays Cleveland tonight on Thursday Night Football. Don't forget the Niners are in a must-win situation at this
oh
point.
Really?
We've got to start getting wins. Mm. And we're going into Green Bay on Sunday, 1:25 game time. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Cambridge Dictionary is put out into the universe, naming manifest as its word of the year for 2024. They say it's popularized by such celebrities as what do you call Dua Lipa. Manifest refers to the practice of using methods such as visualization and affirmation.
It's my
to
dream
help you
board.
Imagine achieving something you want.
Yes.
In the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen.
Manifest destiny.
Dua Lipa is a big reason that word's big this year. Congratulations,
Dua Lipa. I would think
Dua
they'd
Lipa.
Be all over Demure. The one.
That was a big word, too.
It was. It, you know, it had a moment, and then it's sort of like all the trends. Just as I was getting hip to it, it was over.
I can't relate to this, and you're going to be like, right.
Okay, tell me.
A Florida high school coach has been suspended from his job after allegedly watching porn in the middle of a classroom. It was an empty room.
Oh.
But it appears he was caught on video by a student who either was walking by or in the area or I don't know what.
Okay, can I ask you a couple questions about this story?
Yeah.
Because even when you said this, I'm like, okay, so here's a guy. And I did not know the part where he wasn't in a classroom. I mean, he's in a classroom, but there wasn't a class in there. Students.
This
aren't
is
in
the
there.
Video right here. You can see him in a corner.
Okay, what I'm asking you is there any point to watching porn if you also don't have yourself in hand?
That was the point I was just making to you, which is I don't watch that unless I'm watching it for inspiration.
I don't just
specifically.
Watch it because I'm like, wow, look at the lighting in this. This
now,
is really,
I
that
remember
very limber. Oh,
you were telling for a while there were these Charlie Sheen stories almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who would see this, go to this guy's house during his, this was before he quit drugs.
This
and
is the Tiger Blood,
the Tiger
days.
Blood okay. era. And they would say that he has porn on 24/7 at his house. It's just on at all times.
In case he decides to look at it?
I don't know. I can't relate because I only want to see that when I'm trying to make something happen
right.
for myself. And then I don't want to see it again until I need to make something happen for myself again.
It's even icky. Like, after the thing has happened, mm-hmm. you're like, ugh, God, who would ever watch this?
I used to hang out at a bar in West Virginia, and they would show porn on
Oh, that's TV screens horrifying. The bathrooms must have been a nightmare in that place.
Very weird.
Were you a little boy when this happened?
No, I was fully an adult. And I will say, as an educator, I would never watch this at work.
The pickles make sense now.
Yeah. Pickles and porn, that's the name of the bar.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, this individual, they say, has been removed from the school as they do an investigation. And I would say, listen, he's a successful high school football coach and he wasn't getting at himself, but I don't know why you'd be watching that for any other reason.
Sometimes your friends send you something that you're looking at.
Maybe.
And then your students taping you through the window or videoing you through the window. It's very unfortunate, but I also do feel like, you know, it's any guy who says, well, that's, I did never think about that. It's like, it's a lie. Like every dude is obsessed with their junk and with porn. And it's, I feel really bad when someone's normal biological urges are the thing that undoes them. I feel bad about it.
Yeah, but
because
you know
it's not illegal to watch porn and do stuff to yourself. Nope. It's just your choice of venue is so terrible.
He's not even doing stuff to himself. He's just watching it like a TV show.
And there are no kids in the room. And some jerko kid has taped him now and he's out.
I have an office at one of the schools at the Academy of Art, and I wouldn't do that in my office.
Honestly, say that you've never reached for it.
No. Okay. No,
You can't.
I like my job. No.
Oh. Can you lock your door?
I could. Yeah, I took naps in there, but I wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate that you're not thinking about that while you're at the school you teach at.
Thanksgiving is a time of gratitude, giving back, and sharing time with family and friends. And this year, it seems like younger adults are embracing thankfulness. And older adults aren't in the mood.
Oh,
new survey asked people, does your family have a Thanksgiving tradition of going around the table and announcing what you're thankful for? And 30% of people said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So almost a third, including more than 40% of Gen Zers and millennials. I think that is one of those things where, as parents, you try to encourage people to be thankful and grateful. And
that's what this day is. Mm-hmm. We're giving thanks for. So let me start us off, kids, and then you say what you're grateful for.
There's a big drop after that, though, and 17% of boomers say, I'm not doing that.
Oh. Okay, boomer.
Oh, 17% say they do it, but the rest don't. Sorry.
Oh.
And it's less popular in the Midwest than in any other part of the country.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
Well, it feels forced. So I do think that to some extent, you'd like to encourage your kids daily to be grateful for all of their blessings, and especially if you're a person who works his or her ass off.
Yeah.
In some cases, two jobs in the Bay Area to keep things on, you know, food and gifts
to get
under
you a
the
turkey
tree
this year.
All the things. And then I think maybe they're encouraging their kids regularly to be a little bit more like, listen,
look around you.
It's killing me to keep you, you know, afloat here in the Bay Area.
Your hashtag blessed thing you use everywhere. Guess who's blessing you? Maybe you could show me some gratefulness.
Anyway, maybe we need to change and encourage the people working their asses off.
What are you guys grateful for this Thanksgiving as we leave on vacation?
I'm grateful for my to see my kids. We could be hilarious here. Super grateful for my vibrator that I got from Lilo this year. This one is mad. It's just wonderful. But also for my kids. What about you, Vin?
Wow, that made number two. That right after kids. Wow.
I was joking. I'm just trying to be hilarious.
John is still staring at the stereo.
Oh, John knows. He knows I have it.
No.
Oh, what?
That you're grateful for him.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not that grateful for him. What does he do?
Oh, John knows I have it.
Wow. I was going to say how grateful I am for you guys, but
we'll come up with something better than that.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of was my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they are they still call me Febreze, and they're just ball busters.
La,
but,
la, 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 la.
You know, in general, I really like them.
Mm.
They're pretty great.
I like the this music.
It's
goofy.
Oh, look at that. Time is tight. Text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. There was a whole Friends episode where Chandler and Joey got free cable porn and were afraid to turn it off because maybe they wouldn't get it back.
Oh.
That is a normal guy thing. I mean, I do remember the lady doing the dishes with her top off.
Yes.
I didn't want to walk away because I was afraid it would end. And even the story I told yesterday about my girlfriend's roommate, it was like, I have to get up because I can't sit here and... But if I were alone, if I didn't have fear of my girlfriend walking into the room and catch it, I would have never moved.
Right. Just keep flicking your eyes over there like, is it still there? Is it
just
still
frozen there? In time. There. Like,
oh,
I can't walk away. When do you get a lady in nature in her
in
natural
wild,
habitat?
Right. Her bonbons lady and her Haagen-Dazs.
Just showing her woman area all
yeah,
over the
oh,
place.
Boy.
Like, you just don't get that.
There's a video up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page of Vinny demonstrating the position and describing the area.
I wish you wouldn't have put that up. Mm. That really is not
well,
helpful.
It's actually, yeah, it's a, it came up yeah. as a story, or, so it won't be up there forever.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Some people have Sarah and Vinny on as background noise. Some have porn. Don't be hating. All right. Let's play again. On that
it's
note,
time to play
let's
a game.
Play a game.
All right.
All right, everybody. We're going to play a big game today. A Thanksgiving game.
Oh, a Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Oh, I mean, right. Since we're leaving, so tomorrow I will be here. So if you're texting in to go, why are you guys talking about that? It's because it's an old show.
Okay.
All right. Just letting you know. But all good.
Yeah, all the best
stuff. You should
stuff.
Still
I mean,
tune in because you didn't hear everything.
Yeah. We were all in the background.
All right, so let's start with Febreze today because he's the people's champion. Is
yeah, he's falling down. He has not championed the people this whole week.
All right, so Vincent,
yeah,
what year did Vinny Vincenzo? What year did Thanksgiving become an official national holiday in the United States? And I'm going to let you guys guess closest to the number wins. What year? Did this become an official national holiday?
I bet it's a lot later than you think.
1849.
1850.
It's 1863.
Oh, you son of a biscuit!
During the Civil War, they needed something to celebrate. So
your mother bleeped me.
Oh, well, it's your turn to mother bleep me.
Here's another, okay,
I should have let you go for you were like, I bet it's later than you think.
Okay, well, here's one. There's another
right.
date one.
Okay, all right.
This is and she's starting this one.
All right.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in what year?
1917.
1918.
1924.
Oh, Vinny, you mother bleeped me.
All right.
Now he's all happy.
All right, now we got three.
I'm so happy.
Man, where's that little football? Whack
three left
head.
Here. What meat was served at the first Thanksgiving feast? Turkey, duck, or venison?
Oh, I was going
to
say squirrel.
That is to you.
You is still
Sarah.
Needs defining.
Oh, to me.
Sarah. Sorry, yeah, you know.
Turkey,
I wasn't even looking at either. I'm just like,
turkey,
you.
Turkey, squirrel, or venison?
No.
Turkey, duck, or venison?
Well, I mean, I want to say turkey, but I guess it's... I'm going to say venison?
I'm going to go duck, Bob.
It was venison.
Oh! Well, it was thick with deer, right? I mean...
All right. And deer is delicious.
Is it?
Yes. Which state produces the most turkeys in the U.S.? Texas, Minnesota, or Arkansas?
Hmm.
Oh, is this to me?
Yeah.
That is to you, sir.
I'm going to say Texas.
I was going to say Texas as well, but I'm feeling, because it's so big, like, how could they not produce the most? I'll go Arkansas.
It was Minnesota.
Oh. We do find a way to not get any points on all these things. Yesterday, we got 1 point the whole time.
Okay. Final question, but I do have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
The Thanksgiving turkey tradition includes an annual pardoning ceremony. Which U.S. president was the first to officially pardon a turkey?
Officially? Okay.
John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, or George H.W. Bush?
Oh, wow. It's later than I thought. I'll say Kennedy.
I also say Kennedy.
You will both be wrong. It is George H.W. Bush. What is the score right now, Sarah?
Wow. Herbert Walker Bush is the...
Yeah.
That was the first
official.
Guy.
Yep.
Oh, the first official, like what they were doing, it wasn't official. So in the end, they would say, oh, we're pardoning this turkey, and then they take it out back and cut its head off?
I guess.
Oh.
The score is 3-2. You got a tiebreaker that you want to get to, clearly?
No, it's not that good.
Okay. One, great. And Sarah is the champion of the people.
There we go, Sarah. Here's your song.
Okay, let me hear it.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Hey, you guys. Goodbye. we are going to be gone for a while. We'll see you. I think we'll see you in December. Like, by the time we get back here after next week, because it's a really late Thanksgiving this year. Mm-hmm. So keep it here on Alice. We're grateful for you. We're super thankful. Janie's got tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone and third and second row seats for Alice in Winterland. And we wish you and yours all the best. We'll see you in a week and change.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3.
In the dynamic world of programmatic ad buying, Viant is your ultimate CTV partner. Target with precision. Buy with confidence. Viant empowers you with AI-driven technology that reaches your audience where they engage most, ensuring your message hits home. And the campaign results? Transparent, thanks to Viant's advanced measurement suite. For media buyers who demand the best, Viant delivers. Viant. Elevate your CTV campaign performance.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of the Floor Store. The holidays are coming, but so is our pre-holiday sale. Starting November 8th, everything will be 30% off. Not just a few selected items, 30% off everything in the store. Go to floorstores.com for directions. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
We are Grocery Outlet, and we are your Bargain Bliss Market. What is Bargain Bliss? Prices are too high, but Grocery Outlet has name brands you love for way, way less. That's Bargain Bliss. This Thanksgiving, budgets are stretched tight, so we're giving you a little extra help this season. $3.99 for a Jenny O 14 to 16 pound turkey when you spend $35. Head to your neighborhood grocery outlet today, because this offer is available only while supplies last.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-860-6565. That's 1-800-860-6565.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.